Right now, if a cop pulls over a driver for erratic behavior and the breathalyzer doesn't show booze, the officer can let the driver go or call in expensively trained officers who can study the behavior of the driver and decide if there's enough sign of drugs to call for a blood test. Research led by electrical engineering associate professor Chaochun Gan uses nanotech to build a computer chip to sense drugs, perhaps in the driver's breath. Gan says the chip and the research he's doing with grad student Nan Zhang is aimed at building a platform to test for all sorts of things using his basic research field.
Nanophotonic materials. But when we explore the fundamental features of these nanomaterials, usually we have to think about what is the application. Therefore, when we develop some nanostructures, I kept thinking of what is the new application. That's why we started to move into the application area. So sensing, drug sensing, chemical sensing is our target.
GAN is getting a lot of interest from companies which want to commercialize the technology. D.A. Flynn says the small device, which could potentially be designed and put in the field for police, is seriously needed right now as legalization of marijuana becomes more common around the country, with New York inevitably to follow the trend and likely to have more stoned people at the wheel. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.